Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. A little 38 special bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. So hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg. Tom's got a new book out called True Small Business Brilliance, How to Think Differently, Build Your Team, and Boost Your Profits. Tom, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
Yes, our website is www.tomborgconsulting.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. B-O-R-G is the last name. Hey, Tom, in your book, one of the sections you talk about how to thrive on change in the 21st century. One of the things we've talked a lot about on the show here over the years is a couple of things. Number one, That there's nothing new about change over the last 16 millennia. But there is, except for one thing, and that's the velocity of change.
Mm-hmm.
Change isn't different from now from 2,000 years ago, but it is. But there is a compression of time between the next generation these days. That's one thing. The second thing we've learned here is that you can't just manage change; you have to lead change. Now, incorporate what we already know into in what you're thinking when you talk about thriving on change.
Well, about 25, 30 years ago, I met a guy by the name of Cop Kottmeyer. I'm sure you know of him, Jim. Cop Kottmeyer. One of the things he shared with me in a program I purchased from him and the conversation I had with him is that there's four steps to dealing with change. And now you've probably heard about these in different ways, different shapes and forms. I like his because it makes the most sense. It's the simplest. And this is another system we want to offer to our readers in this book. So here's how the system works. When something happens, when a change takes place, the first thing we have to do is use a system. He calls it the four A's. So the first A is got to admit that it's happened. Oftentimes people will resist. They'll deny. Hmm. They will not. They won't admit it, and that's a problem. You know, if your business is losing customers, you better do something about that.
That's a terminal condition, failing to be able to admit it.
You bet. So then, once you've admitted it, next is to accept it. There's a big difference between admitting and accepting. So that means you have to say, okay, this is how it really is.
Yep.
And from that point, it takes you to the next step. That is to adapt, and that is to come up with a plan. Okay, what are you going to do about it? That's important. We've got to figure out what are our options. What can we do? And then the last step, of course, is action. Get into action. It's happened so often. Have you seen it? I've seen it. Our listeners have seen it, where people say they're going to do something. You know, they admit it. They accept it. They're coming up with the plan. They're working on the plan. They're getting ready to get ready.
And but they can't pull the trigger.
Can't pull the trigger. So now what happens? They're stuck. So if we can follow...
I've seen that happen more times than not, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You have to... Haven't you?
Yeah, that happens. That when people do that,
they just stuck. I mean, I've seen big companies do this, not just little ones.
Sure.
Bring in consultants, bring in the hired guns, bring in the you know, put some money behind it. Let's fix this. Let's address this issue. We all know we got to do it. Then when it came time to actually, you know, loading it up and firing it, they would not do it. Could not do it.
Mm-hmm.
They were so in love with how they'd always done it. And of course, those people aren't with us anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, and Jim, as we know, there's actually some term for it, but the fact is oftentimes people will just get stuck with what's worked for them for so many years, and they can't break away from that thinking because it's worked for them. It's like the you got to dance with the girl you brung.
That's right, yeah.
Can't do that if you're going to be successful. And we think that way, that if we just keep on doing things. We know this has happened to IBM back in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
They felt that they could just come back to work each day earlier, work longer, work harder.
Create more equipment.
Problems would clear up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Problems to clear up. And they did this survey with their top managers, and they said, well, 40% of them said, we just got to keep on doing what we're doing, and this is going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, that wasn't going to happen.
Well, one of the things that I've tried to get across to myself and to my folks is something that I call, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And what you just described is what IBM did in the 90s. They didn't fall out of love with what they do. They stayed in the technology world, but they didn't fall in love with how they did it. And that means that they converted from hardware to services and software.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that saved them. Otherwise, they'd be like Kodak right now. They'd
That's
be
right.
out.
That's exactly.
And so
right.
they fell in love with what they did, but they didn't fall in love with how they did it. And when I've said that to people in the past, that seems to help people because it doesn't. I'm not. When you and I aren't telling them they got to change their industry, they got to retool everything they've ever thought of. They got to deny everything they've ever known. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Last thoughts.
You know, it's interesting because this happens more often than we like to think. But a lot of small business owners fall into this kind of thinking, and they just can't get themselves out of it. And it can be very. Have a very bad effect on their future.
They need to find somebody like you to help them with that. And seriously, folks, find a consultant. Find somebody like Tom who could help you with that. TomBorgConsulting.com, is that right, Tom?
That's right.
And let them help you get out of your own way. That's one of the biggest problems we have. Hey, Tom, good job. The book is called True Small Business Brilliance by Tom Borg. Tom, come back soon.
I will. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Gonna take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.